Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Coz, Lo, and Dibs. Featuring Jim Cosimore.
So you just shut your yapper.
Lorenzo Neal.
Because it's a diddle diddle, kittle down the middle.
And Dan Dibley.
Dan Dibley here. Squirt.
On 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you something. I'm so bummed. I'm going back and watching Tennessee Titans highlights from last night, because it looked like that was going to be a crapper. And I wanted to get my mind off what the 49ers were doing. Boy, the last, 36 hours or so have been kind of wild on the 49ers front. And we are going to be all over it today on Coz, Lo, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. I mean, it has been nuts. Jerry Rice making big news. Everyone talking about what he said on our program yesterday, and we will dive into a lot of it. We'll hear from Kyle Shanahan at some point. Michael Irvin had interesting things to say on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Man, there's so much going on. And to do so, we introduce everyone on the program. I'm just Jim Cosimore, but the headliners, one of them is a certified freak 6 days a week, the great Lorenzo Neal. Lo, I think in the time that I've opened the show, Steven Guskowski has missed a couple of more field goals, even though Tennessee won last night. I don't know how they're feeling down there.
My God, you're going to be there in Nashville this week. Maybe you can go over and see the head coach and give him some Tylenol, PM, because I know he had a hard time sleeping. Yeah, and you could try out. I don't know, Coz, once you swing the leg through, Dibs, you think he breaks the ankle, the plant leg, or the ball breaks his foot when he hits it.
But that's actually one of the great chicken egg questions I think we've ever had here mornings on 95.7 The Game in our ninth year. What happens first? Does the plant leg buckle, or does the swing leg snap off and actually go farther than the football itself?
That's an excellent point, man. That's an excellent, excellent point. Great way to start the day, Lo. I certainly love it. Boy, what a day, though, yesterday was for 49er fans just to vent over what was happening. And I think there are a lot of things that we start to, if you want to read tea leaves, you can do so by what the 49ers did yesterday, bringing in so many people to take a look at so many different positions. Lo, we should probably start with you on that one. How common is it on the Monday after a game, especially game number one, where you've got new bodies coming into the locker room and everyone is looking around going, uh-oh, they're working out defensive backs. Uh-oh, here comes a big defensive lineman. Uh-oh, another wide receiver just walked in. How common is that to happen in an NFL locker room?
There's not a week that goes by that every team doesn't bring in someone. It's darn near not a week that goes by, at least for the first 6, 7, 8 weeks, without a doubt. You're always going to bring in guys on your off days and work them out, because now you're going to have those guys in your archives. Make sure that, hey, I brought this guy in. Make sure, okay, stay in shape. That happens every week that they're working out guys, whether it's practice squad, whether it's active guys, whether it's to fill in. So it's never really a big deal. But this is they do this all the time.
And it's early, Dibs, but you can start to see maybe there are some questions in the minds of the guys who put the roster together that, you know what, maybe we misjudged a couple of things. Maybe we weren't ready for a couple of issues. Maybe a decision that we made to get rid of our best interior defensive lineman we've already seen to be a bit of a problem. Do we start to read tea leaves and think the 49ers are second-guessing themselves after week one?
No, it's not second-guessing. It's just assessing and adjusting, because you knew that at some point you're going to have to part with DeForest Buckner or Mike McGlinchey or Fred Warner. You're not going to be able to keep all these pieces, all these young players who are eventually going to make big contracts. So you have to make hard decisions. You try to stay ahead of it you try to stay ahead of the pain. Shout out Frank Gallagher from Shameless when he was having dalliances with Joan Cusack, the character she played. Frank always would tell you, Jim, you got to take Advil early and stay ahead of the pain, and that's what the 49ers tried to do with their roster.
Yep, trying to stay ahead of the pain, but we'll see what they can do. They're right now sitting at 0-1 to start the season. They do get to go to New York to take on a couple of teams that have limped to the finish line through 1 week as well. The Jets are not a very good football team. The Giants played last night, so it's a short week for them, even though they don't have to travel. But the short week can be a slow thing for a Giants team that is really not playing well. For the 49ers, Lo, is this a case of don't look at who you have to play on the schedule, write your own ship and play better football, and we've got to, on the interior, on our own side, figure out how to clean some things up?
Yeah, it is. And trust me, you bring in guys, you can say, hey, is this guy an upgrade? You look at certain guys, because certain teams cut guys that you like, man, that guy was not going to get cut from a particular team. You don't think he's even going to be available. And then once they get down to the 53-man roster, you see a lot of guys that are out there that you never thought would have been cut that are out on the street. So teams do have the right to look at some of these guys, and they do sometimes make moves, trade guys, or release a guy, especially a young guy, that they don't have to guarantee his contract because he's not a vested vet. So they can release a guy and bring someone in if they feel that they can upgrade. And the Niners got to look at themselves and look and say, hey, look, how do we get better? You know, and hey, what did we do wrong? And this is that self-evaluation after 1 week. It's a 16 game season. You understand, hey, you lost a game, and it was a big game. It's a division game. We understand that. But now it's like, how do we get back on track? And this is that tape that you go in and you watch, and you're Kyle Shanahan, and you're Robert Saleh. You point everything out. You show how many missed tackles. You show, hey, this is who we are. This is the team we are in this first series, the first quarter. This is the San Francisco 49ers. What happened? Guys, we got to get in better shape. This is the deal where, you know, after practice, Dibs sometimes didn't feel like I was in the best shape. So after practice, you know what? Run a couple extra gassers. The team's conditions a little bit more. Guys start doing the extra things. Come into the weight room 30 minutes earlier. Jump on the treadmill. Run a mile. Run some sprints. Those are little things that you have to do. This is what champions do. This is what guys, championship teams that do. They say, what else can I do to better myself? What else can a Nicky Bosa, you know, second year that everyone expects so many things from, what can he do? You know, go out after practice and run friggin' 20 10-yard sprints where you're boom, hitting it for 10, walking for 10, hitting it for, do those quick bursts that, hey, it's going to emulate and simulate a game. So those are things they have to look at. And facing next week when you're going on the road, you got to say, let's correct the things that we can correct. Let's get better. Let's be attention to details. And whoever plays, next man up, let's go play and let's go win some ball games.
All right, a lot of stuff to do today, and we are going to be very busy with you. We always ask you to join us on the Chilton Auto Body text line, 888-957-9570. That's our phone number as well, 888-957-9570. We are going to be very heavy on the 49ers in the National Football League today because, well, Jerry Rice made some huge news on this very program yesterday. We are going to play some of what he said and find out what it is about the old school player who looks at the new player and sometimes sees different things and what they might determine to be flaws. And for Jerry Rice, it was guys dancing on the sideline when you haven't done anything yet in a game, and maybe you haven't even done anything in the National Football League yet. And so we'll hear what Jerry Rice had to say, and we'll get your comments about it. I'm intrigued. That had a lot of Dibs. That had tons of traction all over the place yesterday. A lot of people were talking about what Jerry had to say about the 49er wide receivers. And listen, Jerry's the greatest, all right? So it's easy. You know, he gets a chance to say what he wants. But, man, I was shocked that it got such traction, which means to me that 49er fans listen and NFL fans listen. When Jerry Rice barks, people listen to what he has to say.
Well, he's the GOAT for a reason, the greatest of all time. We throw GOAT around now for virtually everything. Oh, thanks for picking up my dry cleaning. You're the GOAT. No, I was just in that shopping center, and I happened to remember that you had 7 shirts and a couple of pairs of slacks. I'm not the GOAT. Now, if you, Jim, were to speak on something such as, flukish injuries, you're the GOAT of that, and I'm sure the traction that you would receive would be akin to what Jerry got yesterday talking about football.
Wow, look at that. He kneecaps me early. I double kneecapping, one from Lowe and one from Dibs.
And I got one from Lowe, too, which I'm going to hold on to just for a little bit. So go ahead and stay on your toes, big man, because I'm going to ear hole you at some point this morning.
Oh, man. Why? For what, though? What reason?
Well, because I'm bored. I'm sitting back here in my ADU. I'm watching a little Sal Castaneda on TV. We're breaking down Niners machinations.
Just because you're getting nice and lean and pretty in the face, slimming the waist. Look at this guy, Cozy. He's dropped some LBs. The boy's looking good. He's looking good. But, Cozy, before we go to break, I'm going to tell you right now, you've been on this team, and this is one I'm going to give you. I got to give it to you. You've been on them, and they look like they can swing that bat. And that's the Padres.
I like that team.
You do. You've been on them. They're scary.
I like that team. They are scary. I like them. They're scary. It's a weird year. I know that every once in a while teams are missing games that they shouldn't miss, but I like the Padres, and I like the aggressiveness, and I like them as the blueprint for what I hope the Giants do in the coming years. Build from within, maybe move some guys, get some pieces in the minor leagues. When it's time to spend, go spend. They did it two straight years, Hosmer first, Machado next. Then they went out and traded for some guys because they've got the luxury of having some players in their minor league system. They were able to move. I love what they did. All right, we got a lot of stuff to do today. A lot of it's going to be on the National Football League. We know that there's a Game 7 tonight, though, right? Lowe, is there a Game 7 waiting for your LeBron Lakers? Who's it going to be, Denver or the Clippers?
My God, if the big Jokic can do what he believes he can do, they're dancing, baby. There go that man, mama. There go that man. I think it's the Clippers, but my God, Denver's playing a hell of a series.
They are. Is this the one, Dibs, where Jamal Murray has to show up? I know that he got dinged a little bit earlier in this series. Is this
Yeah,
the
by
one
the
where
two of you,
up?
He got dinged by. He got dinged by you, and he got dinged by Lowe. And no, he doesn't have to, quote, show up.
Because he hasn't.
If he has a stink bomb like John Starks, a classic John Starks, Jim, when he goes 1-for-17, then we can have a conversation about criticism. But he doesn't have to show up. They're playing 5-on-5 tonight. Denver's not here because of one guy. Wake up.
You're right. But he should be playing a lot better. Millsap's playing well. Jokic is playing well. There's other guys that are playing a lot better than Murray. Lots of guys. Lots of guys.
Wow, look at that. Everyone's getting in it. We've got to get in it with you. 888-957-9570.
Don't stop. Get it.
Good. Dan Dibley, Lorenzo Neal, Jim Cozumore, your texts and phone calls, 49ers. We'll get a little This Day in Sports, and then we'll start hearing from the particulars, including what Shanny had to say about his wide receiver core,
and
Mohamed Sanu,
and Stack.
Hi,
all that ahead on Kozlo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Kozlo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
And a block punt. And Arizona gets the first big special teams play. Ezekiel Turner able to get the block punt. Recovered.
Thanks, Fox Sports, for that low light. Niners lose 24-20 on Sunday. That was the game changer right there. Niners were just busting it up and down the field. First couple of possessions, and then boom, you get a block punt and energy changes in the building. I know there were no fans there, but energy changes when you play as we get it started here on Coz, Low, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. This segment presented by Golden State, open at 6 a.m. till 5 p.m. Monday through Friday with some locations open Saturday. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com for more information. Dibs, was that the game-changing play early? Was that the one that shifted momentum early in the game? Because the Niners really were having their way with the Cardinals to start this thing.
Right, and you heard Kyle Shanahan in his comments talk about that, saying it felt like they were about to run away with it. They were up 10-0, and even though you're going to punt, Mitch Wishnowsky, great kicker, your defense has been solid, you felt pretty good about it, and then the block gives them the short field 10 yards one play later. All of a sudden now we have a ball game. Those are always huge momentum plays, even if it's not a block six. The fact that they got it at the 10-yard line and punched it in on one play made you feel some kind of way. And if the offense would have gone out then and gone for a nice long touchdown drive, they could have reasserted control of the game. but unfortunately they didn't. And then that late kind of cheapy field goal that Arizona was able to coax, they head to the locker room now thinking, hey, we didn't play great, but we're only down 13-10, and we know that our quarterback is kind of easing his way into this game. We know the damage could have been far worse, and Arizona feeling better than the 49ers going into the locker room.
You know, the Arizona cheapy field goal before the end of the half is when I really started to be a little bit more concerned about this game, because the Niners had just hit one, and in less than a minute they give it right back. That's not a team that's geared up and ready. That's not a team that's focused on the prize right there. You cannot give up. And I know the other team out there is playing hard too, but you cannot in a minute give up that three that you just took as you want to feel good about heading into the locker room. And Lo, when you're playing well and you are rolling offensively, and then all of a sudden you hear the double thud, the ball go off the foot of the punter, and then you know it goes off the hand of somebody. What does that do to you guys when you're really rolling and all of a sudden there's a game changer, like a special teams maneuver that changes the direction of the game?
You look at the guys on offense and you look at the guys on special teams and say, don't worry, man, we got your back. We ain't going to let this – we won't let you lose. This is what great teams do. They find a way. They find a way to encourage. Last night, you saw Tennessee. Tennessee should have won by 12 points. You saw that. Coles missed three field goals, missed an extra point. That's 10 points right there that you win that game. You win that game by freaking 12. You win that game by, 12 or so if you make three field goals, an extra point. That can hurt you.
Can missing three field goals hurt you? I don't know if you have quite much of a history with Tennessee and three missed field goals. Although, wait, Jim, we take you back to January 8th, 2001. The Tennessee Titans, they had one of the most reliable place kickers in the NFL. They called him Automatic Al, but that name was taken away on a breezy day in Baltimore. He missed from 45, 31, and 37 low. Your Titans fell to the Ravens 24-10.
It wasn't in Baltimore. It wasn't a breezy day in Baltimore. We had home field throughout the playoffs. We lost at home. So why don't
even
get
worse
your story straight before? And that's the thing, Coz. This is a kicker. Last night was supposed to be like an all-pro kicker. They talk about how many field goals this guy made. And last night he was ferocious. He was inspicable. He was
bring in some kickers.
It was just.
And don't sleep on inspicable either.
He was abacious. It was just horrible. So when you look at the young fella, how he struggled, yes, I too been there. But the big thing about it, the Titans still found a way to win the ball game. The Niners didn't find a way to win the ball game. That's what you do. You still find a way.
Denver
Broncos played a great game.
Bring it on home, Daddy. And by the way, that was the first time a kicker had missed four times and one since Jim's guy, the double doinker Cody Parkey.
Man. You're killing me. You're killing me. Who's got a job? He's got a job in the NFL
with the
again.
Browns. Well, he has a quote-unquote job. He's in Cleveland. He's being paid to play professional football, but you saw the way they went hibachis with the special teams. They were despicable.
Who was on Cleveland, you or Coz this year? Because one of you two was like, oh, they're
I was on Cleveland. I thought Cleveland was going to have a better year. They're going to have the bounce back. They were going to have the better year, the kind of year that a lot of people thought they would have last year, they were going to have this year. They were ferocious in week one. I don't see it getting any better over there. Oh, by the way,
Baker Mayfield is not a good quarterback. Baker Mayfield, when you try to compare Baker Mayfield to Calamari, you're wrong and you're out of line. Did you know that? Baker is nowhere close.
All right.
Nowhere close to Calamari.
Maker's not on his mark, that's for sure.
Let me tell you this. If that's the case and he's not the guy, you watch at the trade deadline. If our guy John Lynch picks up the phone and decides to call the people over in Cleveland and say, hey, you got a wide receiver over there, number 13. It's kind of a waste of your time right now. Maybe we ought to think about making the move here. Fair? Too early?
I don't know if I want Odell?
Honestly,
Coz, I'm having a hard time with him.
Really?
I don't know. Here's the deal. When you're a great receiver, even when you look at when he had a guy, Manning, who everyone says was just okay, questionable Hall of Fame career, he found a way to be valid. When you're great, You find a way. Look at Hopkins. Look at certain receivers. Look at even crazy Antonio Brown. Look what great ones do. They find a way. Look, I mean, even freaking, we said the Redhead Pistol's not that good of a quarterback, but look what Green was able, Adrian Green with the Bengals. Look what he's able to do. Look at the Chargers don't have a great quarterback in Tyrod, but look at the receivers. Great ones, Dibs. They find a way. They find a way. Barry Sanders wasn't on a good team. They found a way to be great. Found a way that you stand out. That's just what you do. I was on the Bengals and still went to the Pro Bowl, for God's sake. We only won two games, Dibs, but you find a way. You find a way to stand out.
Yeah, you find a way to get it done, and the cream rises to the crop.
Yeah. Even,
like, A.J. Green's a great example. He didn't have the best quarterback. Redhead Pistol was mediocre at best, and yet
mediocre?
He had standout season after standout season. So that's kind of what this 49er team is faced with, especially from a wide receiver standpoint. You know, you don't necessarily have the greatest quarterback in the league. He should be able to get you the ball. You got to work to get open. You got to work to get yourself involved in the game, especially when George Kittle is hobbled like he was.
You know, I'll tell you this. Odell Beckham played in New York City, had the brilliant one-handed catch. Didn't he get into a slap fight with Jalen Ramsey? He got into a slap fight with some cornerback at some point. And when you play in New York, the light is brighter, and all of a sudden more has shined on you. You leave there, and you're exposed. I think he was the beneficiary of playing in New York and making the brilliant one-hand catch. And everyone thought he was a super stud. And I'll be honest
Coase,
with you.
Come on. This is the wag take. Dibs, 2 seconds ago,
he
said, should we pick up the phone? John Lynch, pick up the phone because Baker Mayfield is not that good of a quarterback. Go ahead and get him.
I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Wait,
Steven,
I said that they should pick up the phone.
Dibs,
listen, you need a wide receiver. You need
Hang
a wide
on.
Receiver.
Be the judge and jury. Just maybe.
This is another one of Cozumore's classic Outback Steakhouse takes. It's a boomerang take. He should be down there in Adelaide right now. Maybe in Sydney. Pick a city, Jim. Any city.
I would. I'll go to Sydney.
You throw your take as far as you can,
yes!
And then eventually you come all the way back around.
Ironically,
great boomerang.
18 years ago today, I was stepping on a plane with my new wife, and we were on a plane to Sydney, as a matter of fact. So, yes, 18, I'd be more than happy to do that at this juncture.
Now, Jim, you know when you mention your lovely wife that I can't rip on you for 60 seconds. It's dirty
right.
pool right there.
Right.
Dirty
that was
pool.
Because
we love
right.
your wife and what she has to go through to
I know.
Sustain
yes.
you.
And that's
you,
what everyone
your
was saying.
Fragility.
Yes. Thank you. Give me a quick music, Steven. I got a quick This Day in Sports for you. I always like to start it with a random sports quote. This, because the 49ers get the Jets, I go to the great Joe Namath with this one. No, not guaranteeing victory in Super Bowl III. Yes, looking at a lovely and saying, I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. One of the great moments in ESPN history. Poor Susie Colbert, who handed it like a stinking pro. Joe Namath, pig. That's a great comment from him. Birthdays on this date. The great Gaylord Perry at 1938, born on this day. In 72, he won the American League Cy Young Award. Merlin Olsen, defensive tackle, NFL great, but also Father Murphy in the television show Dibs. I know that show, you used to love that show, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm a little more fixated right now on Terminator X and the Wheels of Steel than I am on your little trip down memory lane. But, yeah, I do remember that. How many years for Joe Namath, by the way, in the struggling? How many years has it been?
Since what? Since he was...
I thought that today was the anniversary of that moment.
No, it's just a famous sports quote from him. I only picked it out because the Niners get the Jets this weekend.
Jets
so I
this
thought
weekend.
It
was
my bad. Oh, my yeah. bad. Just my bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Also born on this
day,
the greatest quarterback in the Hall of Fame without a Super Bowl ring, Dan Marino.
Danny.
You
love the
that?
Guy. Yes, yeah? Absolutely. Hands down.
And
no question. Love the guy.
That good. This day in sports, 1957, Dibs. Do you know what happened on this day in 1957? Had to do with the PCL.
No, Jim. The Oakland Oaks folded
God.
Up shop?
Close. The San Francisco
on,
Seals play their final game in the Pacific Coast
Seals.
League. How about
yes.
that? So that's this day in sports. We continue. On the other side, we get head up on the Niners. Plus, we got a six-pack for you. Very football-laden day. Niners with a big loss on week one. What do they have coming straight ahead? How do they get better? That's what we discuss on Coz, Low, and Dibs. That's what's coming up on the game, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Chilton Auto Body is open to serve the Bay Area with contact-free auto body repair options, along with free pickup and delivery. Chilton Auto Body now offers virtual estimates and curbside contact-free service from the comfort of your vehicle. Book an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Jim Cozumore, Dan Dibley, Lorenzo Neal on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Coz, Low, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Garoppolo to throw. Mostert with an opening. Mostert's got great speed and nobody in front of him. Raheem Mostert is going to take it to the house, galloping in for a 76-yard touchdown.
Thanks, Fox Sports. Now, I know a lot of people use that play, and they have said, well, take that out of Jimmy G, and his day is pretty average. True, but you can't take it out of the stats. I think we got to start finding some good things that went on, and that's one of them. And Raheem Mostert, the only question is, do you want more touches for Raheem Mostert? 19 touches total in the game. Does he need more? Do you want him to be more of a bell cow, or do you keep spreading things around? A lot going on here on Coz, Low, and Dibs on this, a Tuesday, the Tuesday after the 49ers blew a game on opening week in the National Football League and a loss within the division, with which hurts doubly as much. Jim Cozumore, Dan Dibley, Lorenzo Neal with you. And yesterday something popped up on our program that went viral. It just went crazy. And this had to do with something that the GOAT said. Jerry Rice joins us every Monday at 8:45. So lock that into your memories and make sure you tune it in to 95.7 The Game every Monday at 8:45 a.m. Jerry joins us on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line. And yesterday he was talking about being at the game on Sunday and getting a chance to see how the 49ers were acting and reacting on the sideline. Now, we're talking about the greatest offensive weapon in the history of the National Football League, Jerry Rice. Knows a little something about game preparation, knows a little something about staying focused when he's in a game. Here's something that stood out to him. We want you to hear what he had to say about something that really piqued his interest and he was not happy about. Here's Jerry Rice about what he saw on Sunday.
Something that really, really got me heated yesterday. And I'm not going to call any names or anything like that. During a break, they were playing music, and we had certain guys dancing that hadn't done anything on the football field, that didn't have a reception or anything. That's not the standard of the San Francisco 49ers. If you want to dance, you want to be a dancer or do whatever, you shouldn't be wearing that uniform. You got to be productive. You got to contribute to the team. And if you can't do that, go do something else. That pissed me off. Niners are not about that. Now, no. If you score a touchdown, you could do whatever you want. You could break dance. I don't care. But if you are dancing and you haven't made a catch or you haven't done anything on the football field, I have a problem with that.
So Jerry Rice, you could tell in his voice, unhappy with those actions. Low, you played, you know, multiple years. How often do you – what do you do when you see guys who haven't earned it, who – you perceive as not being as focused and ready? How do you handle that? What do you say? And do you understand where Jerry's coming from on this whole thing, where he's sitting there, he hasn't played in years, he's pissed off that there are guys that are working on their dance moves and they're not thinking about football at that moment?
Right. There's a time to give. There's a time to receive. There's a time to, you know, to do all these things. There's a season for everything. If you're up by 20 and you and the team and, you know, a guy did him has had a great touchdown, like Jerry said, dance. He's not hating on people to dance. You come to the sideline, some good music's playing. One of the guys that ain't playing, you make a move, he make a move with you guys to dance because you're winning. That's fine. When you're down by 40 and a guy's dancing, why do we always say, man, what did they do? You're down by 40 and the dude's doing a sack dance, or he's going all, like, look at me when you're losing by 40. You're like, dude. And that's a guy that's playing, people question. How in the hell you don't think that they're going to question a guy when you're losing and guys that aren't even contributing to the fact are dancing and twisting and turning on the sideline? If I see Dibs get punched in the mouth and me and him go in the club and I go to the dance floor and start dancing, How's it going to be me? Or you see me get busted up and then you don't come to you and you ain't doing anything, or you and I go somewhere and all of a sudden I'm doing all the work, I'm working hard, and you got your headsets in listening to music and I'm working, making the money. Come on. Those are that's what Jerry's saying. So there's nothing wrong with it at times, but there's an opportunity also when you're losing and things aren't going well and guys are it's a bad look. It makes it look as if you don't care. That's what Jerry's saying.
And if you haven't heard what Jerry had to say, make sure you go to the Twitter page. Go to at 957 the game. You can follow it there. We've tweeted it out, retweeted it a bunch of times. 54,000 views of Jerry saying that, which I think speaks, Dan, to the effect that Jerry still has. When Jerry Rice says something, people listen, and it's interesting. You wonder if the young guys hear that and say, hey, you know what? Do you think young guys say, hey, you know what? That's great, Boomer. That was really neat for you to say. I appreciate that. Or do you think young guys today understand what Jerry Rice meant to the game?
They think that, whatever, Boomer. Of course, they know what Jerry means to the game, but it's a different culture. It's a different climate now. You know, try to get a young person to put down their phone for 5 minutes. If they're, you know, obviously you go to a movie and people put their phones away. At least my kids do, and they're both teenagers. But you go to a sporting event, or even if you watch something on TV, the phone is out, the attention spans are different, and people perceive entertainment different. I mean, everything now is TikTok, and it's Instagram, and a lot of look-at-me culture. So it's not so much perspective of, let's see, we're down by 10 right now. I just made a big play. Maybe I shouldn't get up and wiggle and squiggle. Maybe I should flip the ball to the umpire and run back in the huddle, knowing full well the situation we're in. You know, Jim, I watch a lot of international soccer, and you see teams when they're down 2-0 in the 83rd minute and they score to cut it to 2-1. You don't run over to the corner flag and celebrate. You run in the net and grab the ball and you sprint to the middle of the field and put it down, telling the ref, we're ready because the clock runs low. And that's, I'm not saying that soccer players are more aware than most football players, but a lot of times, especially in football, it's a start and stop game where the music's on. Maybe you're not really thinking about it in that moment, how it might come across.
Yeah. And it's like this, Coz, Dibs, and you're Saturday, you know what, you get up, you're in the yard working, and you're friggin' working, you're pulling weeds, you're out there, and the boys are in the house playing PlayStation, or playing the games, and they're eating your food. Isn't that deal where you just look and you're like, you're a little perturbed, you know, Coz, mm-hmm. you're working,
sure.
You're doing all the stuff, and your girls are just sitting, you're making bed, you're washing clothes,
yep.
And they're saying, you know what? I'm watching TV, sitting on the couch, lounging. You're like, hey, get your butt up. What are you guys doing, right?
Exactly.
And I think that's what Jerry's trying to point out.
I'd be interested from 49er fan at 888-957-9570. Do you like hearing what the GOAT had to say about what 49ers players were doing, or do you think it is a different era? I think there are a lot of 49ers fans who don't like losing, and when you see guys that you perceive to be gassing around, that's going to get up under your skin. But maybe it's a new era. 888-957-9570. Was the GOAT right to call out the 49ers who were messing around on the sideline, or is today's player just a little bit different? Lo, how different would it be if Joe Staley was still in 49er uniform, if Emmanuel Sanders, who's been around the block in the NFL, was still around? Would things be different? Would things have changed with the attitude of guys on the sideline when you have veteran leaders there who have the long-time respect in the locker room, more so for Staley, long-time respect?
No,
Sanders,
though,
was a leader of the wide receiver core.
Right, and just different guys that's going to hold guys accountable. Say, man, what are you doing dancing? We're losing. You don't see LeBron James, they're down by 20, they're 2 minutes left. You see him on the sideline dancing? No.
Not down by 20, but I did see him eat a sandwich at halftime on the bench in the eighth and final game played in the bubble when they were kicking the crap out of the Kings. I did see LeBron sitting there eating. He was actually checking the meat between the pieces of bread and then took a bite of a sandwich.
Yeah, it's preseason and they're kicking the crap out of him, so he's eating. But my point is, you don't see most guys losing a game. You don't see a boxer get knocked out and he's dancing. At the end of the round, or you know, he's losing, he lost the fight, and he's dancing in between rounds when he's getting his butt kicked. You usually don't see that. So, Yeah, I think that, yes, you do need those leaders that say, hey, guys, this is not professional. And coaches can't coach everyone. They can't watch everyone dance and do those things. But it's just not a good look. Here we are talking about it. People are going to go back and look on the film, and they're going to say, who was that guy? And honestly, coaches see that and say, man, what the hell are you dancing for? We're losing. We're in a war. We're in a battle right now, and you're dancing. I don't know what I see, you know, just because I was talking about, hey, you don't see LeBron, you see him punch a chalkboard because they lost. I mean, guys, imposing means something to you.
Okay,
Dibs, can you come back on?
Okay. I know. I'm off the Zoom because I didn't want you guys to see me retching in the garbage can over the constant LeBron references. There's an old saying, Lo, in Tennessee. I know they have it in Texas. LeBron me one time, shame on you.
Yes?
LeBron me can't get fooled again. And so Stephen played the song on the way in. You LeBron me once, I let it go. I got a little sick to my stomach. You LeBron me a second time, I had to step in, Lo. Now knock it off.
Knock it off. No more LeBron. I egged it on a little bit, though. I gave you my little LeBron story. Chilton Auto Body text line is getting on fire already. Hey, from the 510, go get him, GOAT. From the 510 again, he was right calling him out. From the 510, a different one. I'm 24. Jerry, spot on with his call. And the 707 pointing out, we know it's a receiver. He said, hey, you haven't made any catches. You haven't done anything. He didn't say you didn't make a tackle. He said you haven't made catches. So he's pointing to that wide receiver core, saying you have got to get it done before you can start to celebrate. We'll have more on the receivers, more on what Jerry said. We'll play more of what Jerry said. That's all coming up. But right now, this is the biggest moment of Steven's day. He's the nicest guy. It's the six-pack.
LeBron. Grab a seat. It's time to have a six-pack with Coase, Lo, and Dibs. We answer the six pressing questions of the day.
Good morning, gentlemen, and welcome to the biggest moment of my day every single day. It is the six-pack on Coase, Lo, and Dibs as we open the first of the six-packs. Coase, a Buffalo Bills fan, painted his house red, white, and blue and put a big Bills logo on the side of the house after a Jets fan moved in next door. How far would you go if a Packers fan moved in next door to you as far as Bears decorations?
That is outstanding. First of all, big ups to you, Bills fan. I might become a Bills fan just based on that. How far would I go? I may go to the Oakland Zoo and procure myself a large polar bear and keep it in said cage. Large cage, though, would make it make sure it was comfortable and in a good space, but have it right up next to my neighbor's door to remind him each and every day, boom, bears each and every day. That's what I would do. I would procure a live bear.
Oh, you cat and kitten lovers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, that's right.
She made her debut last night on Dancing with the Stars, I think.
How did that go? Did anyone see it?
Steven did. How'd she do, Steven?
I didn't watch
it. I was watching the NHL in overtime as Joe Pavelski is now playing for the Stanley Cup. But you guys go on with your silly sports games.
Hey, you big cat lovers. We love it. We love it, Coase.
That was a classic Coase there where Steven mentioned something, but he didn't have any information on it. Yeah, she made her debut last night. Oh, how was it, Steven? Choop, choop, choop.
I disagree. I think he sold himself out when he said she made her debut.
Right,
he realized,
right.
Uh-oh, I've tipped everyone off,
trouble.
And I was out
right.
of that, not out of the Sunday Night Football.
His man card got claimed at customs last time he went to England.
Wow.
Were you guys really
open up a Zima and let's keep this thing moving.
Those games last night were terrible, by the way. I don't know how anyone stuck around for any of those Monday Night Football games as we move on.
I get it, Steven, you big cat lover.
To the second of the six packs. All right, Lo. Javon Kinlaw. Pro Football Focus ranked him third among rookie performances in week one. Shanahan gave him a ton of praise as well, but fans didn't because they, quote-unquote, didn't really hear his name that much on the broadcast. Explain how a player can impact the game when you don't necessarily hear his name or see his name on the stat sheet.
One day, Steven, besides just hitting buttons, you'll start listening to my takes that I have when I talk about the three technique, what he does. It's called a grub technique. He grabs the center, holds the center, and with the other opposite hand, he holds the guard, and he grubs. He holds both those guys, and what he allows, he doesn't allow them to ace up to the linebacker. So what Shanahan is saying, he did a great job of holding his ground, filling his space, doing the technique, attention to details, and letting the linebackers run downhill. This is a fast-running team, flowing team, especially at the second level, the linebacker. linebacker level. So his job is to keep the linebackers clean. So he did a great job holding his ground and teaching and doing his technique.
Love it. Love it. On to the third of the six-pack. Dibs, the A's split a doubleheader in Seattle yesterday, and Jesus Luzardo got the start in the first game, and this is him after the game. He said, quote, "When I came out, the air quality index was at 284. I'm a healthy 22-year-old. I shouldn't be gasping for air or missing oxygen when I'm getting to the line. I'll leave it at that." What were your overall thoughts on them playing in poor air quality yesterday?
It was borderline criminal. It was unconscionable. It was inexcusable. It was totally unnecessary. You're already having a situation where it's truncated. We're not playing 162. Most teams aren't even going to play the, quote, full 60. So to subject players to that, not only for one game, but let's play two. The air's 287, let's play two. That was an embarrassment for Major League Baseball, and I just hope that nobody who had to partake in that athletic endeavor in that air quality gets sick, because if they do, Major League Baseball could be facing a world of hurt from the legal standpoint.
And manager Bob Melvin followed up and said they weren't even consulted about the air quality there. So pretty terrible what happened. As we open,
it's the brutal
of the six-pack. You had your chance, Lo. Coz, you're going to Nashville this weekend. Do you have a bucket list item that you hope to achieve when you go there, or are you just going to do the same old stuff that you might do in Nashville regularly?
Well, when I go, I like to go to a sporting event every time. I went to a Nashville Preds game with my wife the last time we went, and that's when we were still gathering together. This time, the Titans are at home for the Jaguars, so I'm hoping to experience the excitement of a game day. Now, I can't get inside the stadium. There won't be any huge gatherings. There'll be some because Tennessee's rules are different than what's going on here in California. But that's my bucket list for this trip, is to experience some of the game day excitement, Lo, that you experienced on a number of occasions. I'm just going to run around. By the way, Steven, I just run around putting everything on Lo Neal's tab. I just say, hey, I'm buddies with Lo Neal. Let me just sign Lo Neal's name on this. That's how I get through on my four-day weekend there.
Smart guy. Well, I am hooking you up with Eddie George. I know you wanted to talk to him about some real estate stuff, so he said he definitely would take
the
phone.
He's a good man. Yeah, good, man.
And I can get you in touch with Al Del Greco, who is a pretty good golfer, and he's pretty popular down there.
Man, a double Al Del Greco shot here in the 6 o'clock hour.
Twice is too much. One more time. And me and you going to
be in
your
room. Once per miss. I got one more. I got one more.
And you're going to get in an OBJ Josh Norman slap fight, is what you're going to get. Thank you to the texter who pointed it out. It was Josh Norman. Thank you, texter.
As we move on to the fifth of the six pack. Lo, you text and call LeBron every single night, late at night. And I just want to know, does he want the Clips or the Nugs to win tonight?
Wow.
Ooh, good one.
You
That's
know
a
what?
Good one.
Don't text. Don't do any of that stuff. LeBron doesn't care. He's like, whoever, bring it. Let's play. We got Rondo. We're doing what I'm doing. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm taking over, controlling the games. I'm 35 years old. I can go to the hole. I can shoot the three. I can do anything that I want. My name is LeBron. That's James, y'all, a.k.a. Kang James. So doesn't care, but give me the Nuggets. Give me the Nuggets, because I know Murray. He won't show up, so give me the Nuggets.
So you did talk to him last night.
Easy.
And you do care.
That's three.
The six-pack revealing a lot here on 95.7
The
Game. As we move on to the sixth. Dibs, Coz posted a photo of his 18th anniversary dinner on Twitter, and it looked great, but one bowl had a fork and the other had chopsticks. Who do you think had the bowl with the fork, and who do you think had the bowl with the chopsticks?
Well, Jimmy can't be trusted with sharp cutlery. We know that because, we've seen a myriad of injuries from a stationary position. So chopsticks, while they can be dangerous, I was nearly blinded back in 1997. I lobbed a chopstick at my then-girlfriend, Chanda. She turned and rifled it back at me.
What?
Hit me on the bone right next to my eye. You know that bone you have right there that basically holds your eye socket in place? Direct shot. Rodney, I could have been blinded.
I believe that's the orbital bone.
Jim, I'll tell the story. Okay? You just sit back there and use your spork, because from a safety standpoint, that's all you can handle. Chopsticks for the misses, fork with dulled tines for Jim.
Coz, is he right?
Each and every night when I sit down to have dinner with my family and my lovely wife, I always pick out a new pair of chopsticks. Because I eat all my meals with chopsticks, it forces you to eat at a
slower
pace and digest your food properly. That is the Asian culture. I learned that when I was in Japan, and I do it each and every night.
Konnichiwa.
Chopsticks for Jimmy.
I can totally tell that was you. Totally knew that.
Yeah. Totally, dude.
Konnichiwa.
I think my reasoning and my diatribe was far more entertaining than the truth.
It was. It was. Definitely.
That's true. That is very, very true.
That's real.
Thank you, everybody, for
Thanks,
the
Kalana.
Six-pack on this day. A lot coming up. We are going to dive right back into the 49ers and a lot of great stuff on the Chilton Auto Body text line. So make sure you jump in at 888-957-9570. A lot of people reacting to what Jerry Rice had to say. And Shanahan saying that he thought Javon Kinlaw played well is an interesting take, because if you're looking at Ziggy Ansah, the question is, why are you propping up Kinlaw? We'll get into all that before we're done. Dan Dibley, Lorenzo Neal, Jim Cozumel with you. Just letting you know that that's what's coming up on the game here. And we'll be back in moments on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.